systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, November 10th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 110 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 8 p.m. when websites are fucking loading properly for us. How the fuck are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm good now that
good?
Our trip is over.
Yeah.
Holy
that,
Christ.
That's good. That was a long time.
Oh my God. Hold on. First of all, excuse my face. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/chats, where everyone's hanging out at, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you type shit that we read on the show. But you knew that already, unless you're a new listener. Then you will thank me for having said that.
Yeah.
So, holy shit, this weekend we went on a little trip. Where'd we go?
To another universe.
To infinity and beyond. No, yeah. Actually, we just kind of sat on the couch, but holy shit.
I didn't feel like I was on the couch.
No,
I was somewhere totally different.
So we had a bunch of shit to do. What was it? Friday night, we did the show.
Yeah.
And then it was Saturday,
right.
Was it? See, I don't even know now.
It was actually Sunday.
Morning.
At 4 a.m.
Right, so we had a bunch of shit to do Saturday night, and then it was like 4 in the morning by the time it came time for us to...
When we were actually able to.
Right. So we ate some fucking shrooms. What'd we do? We split like a quarter between the two of us.
Yeah.
It was like an eighth between I had, and then you had one for yourself, and holy shit.
It felt like such a long time.
It wasn't even that long of a time. It was just the fact that we thought... I don't even know why or how that became a good idea, but it's like 4 in the morning and I'm like, well, so are you ready? And you're like, yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, let's fucking do
get
it.
Get the fruit roll-ups and the orange juice.
Fuck yeah. So I think that's what it was. It felt like forever because we had been up, you know, all day Saturday doing shit. And then by the time we had time to do it, it was already 4
right.
in the morning.
Well, we already decided that we were going to do it Saturday
right.
night, but we didn't have time
we
yet.
We should have made better time to do it.
Maybe.
So, basically, we didn't even, like, we had kind of planned to, you know, chill here and learn some shit, I guess. Figure it all out, which that never really works out.
No.
I mean, you figure out all sorts of crazy universal shit.
But then you forget it
yeah.
as soon as you're done.
Retention is like the hardest fucking thing to a trip like that, whether it be LSD or shrooms. Like, you can figure out the fucking theory of everything and shit, but when you sober up, it's gone.
Right.
It's gone.
I have no... Or it just doesn't make sense anymore.
Right. Probably because it didn't make sense to begin with.
No.
But because you're in that frame of mind, you're like, oh, Eureka.
Yeah.
That's it. It's all about that.
It's that simple.
So, yeah, we were going to go walk around and do all this fucking shit. And what did we end up doing?
Just sitting on the couch for about 10 hours.
It was by the time we called it quits at like noon or something.
Yeah.
By the time we were finally
like,
done.
Let's take a nap and then we got more shit to do.
Yeah. And I wasn't even done tripping. It was just. It's like, you can only do that for so long before you're like, is this gonna end?
I'm done.
It was one of those trips, like, I've talked about on the show before, that I've always had these really intense trips, and in the back of my mind, it's like, well, Matt, you're really done it this time. This
yeah.
is the trip you ain't coming back from.
That's not this trip that we did, but the one before that.
For you?
Yeah, for
oh,
me.
Well, it was this one for me.
Oh, the one before that, when I was tripping for like 19 hours.
Yeah, that was
that
a little ridiculous. But yeah, I'm just sitting here, and I go out to smoke a cigarette every now and then, and I'm like, holy shit, things shouldn't still look like this fucking 7 hours later. And
yeah.
I was like, all right, if we don't like try to take a nap, we're going to be like this the whole fucking day.
Yeah,
like, usually
that's going to suck.
If you're tripping and you need that shit to wear off and you need to, you
right.
know, be back in reality, a good nap will take care of it. Generally.
Assuming you're not still tripping hard, because
right.
if I'm still tripping hard, I'm not sleeping.
You ain't going to sleep.
No.
But But yeah, if you can calm your shit down enough to fucking go to sleep, usually you'll wake up sober for the most part. I mean,
I had a hard time falling asleep.
Well, yeah, I'm sure the couch and the cat didn't help with that.
That wasn't even an issue. It was just my head.
Yeah, so we basically just sat here and watched comedy, like, all fucking night. We took breaks so I could go out and smoke, and we looked at the clouds and at the cars going by
and
all the sounds.
And then it was light out.
Yeah, and then next thing we know, it's fucking light out and shit, and we're like, huh. Huh. Should people be up at this hour?
And then it started misting outside.
Yeah, that was that weird. Was really I know that was like real in reality, but yeah, it was like it was like someone was on the roof of where we were smoking with a spray bottle just misting down on us. But yeah, we ended up watching all six episodes of Little Britain USA. We watched a bunch of American Dad of the new season.
And then the new Cat Williams.
And then the pimpin'.
It's pimpin', pimpin'.
It's pimpin', pimpin' of Cat Williams. And that shit is so fucking funny. I don't know if it was because we were tripping. Like, I've enjoyed his stand-up before.
He's funny as hell.
Hustlers, and I don't even know the names of them. I have them all, and they're really fucking funny. But I was kind of worried that Cat Williams was going to kill us with comedy. Like, I was laughing.
My stomach was hurting.
Yeah, and my face was hurting. Like, I've had trips like that before where we're all just hanging out and just laughing, but Cat Williams is a professional make you laugh.
Right.
So that was,
yeah.
That's like, you know, going to the store and buying some aspirin as opposed to going to the doctor and getting some fucking oxys or something.
Right.
Like, it's two totally different strengths of medicine. And when it comes to laughter on top of the fucking shroom trip, it was like, oh, God, dude, I can't
explode.
I'm going to suffocate because I can't catch my breath because I'm fucking laughing so hard. So what did we learn from Cat Williams?
That we gotta watch out for our star player.
That's right. You gotta keep your star player
in line. You
gotta
keep your team in check.
2008 is the year of the star player. You can't be worrying about what all these other motherfuckers are doing. You gotta worry about what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
It's time to focus on you.
Right.
If you see somebody fall, and it is your obligation as the star player to go up to that person and get 7 laughs out of them before they even hit the fucking ground. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then you continue on your way. Because you can't worry about these people falling. You got to worry about yourself.
Yeah, worry about the star player.
And yeah, it just, I don't know, I had everything figured out when we were watching that about how, like, we kind of inadvertently chose comedy as our art, so to speak,
right,
between the writing and the podcast.
This is kind of our profession.
Right. So, and then, you know, we sobered up and I forgot all of it. So we're just going to keep doing this show until shit happens, pretty much. So, yeah, it was a good time, though. Just, it'd been a long time since I've done that, and it was better than I had expected. I was expecting the fucking puking and the intense fucking, oh, okay, I'm good now, because I'm getting older in my days, you know?
I
can't be fucking taking 12-hour mushroom trips whenever the fuck.
Right,
so
that shit's hard on you.
But yeah, I came out of it A-okay. You seem okay. You okay?
I'm good.
How you doing? Good?
I'm good.
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 Holy shit, dude. So I went to court today to take care of. Actually, before we talk about that, I just do want to say congratulations to Distorted View. They did beat us in the podcast awards for the mature category, and that's the last we're going to fucking mention of the goddamn podcast awards.
I'm glad
awards.
It's done.
I'm fucking glad.
I'm so sick of hearing podcastawards.com every day.
Everybody's show, like, they must have gotten so many fucking hits off of all of the people that voted and shit.
Oh, I'm sure.
But like I said, as long as Don and Drew didn't win, I really didn't give a fuck. It'd be cool if we won, but we've only been doing this since February.
Yeah, it's kind of soon, really.
I don't
think about
we would have gotten even a nomination if it wasn't for Keith and the girl pushing it. So if we would have won, people would have been like, oh, the only reason you won was because Keith and the girl was on your side. And
so
shit,
who
like
the
that.
Fuck cares? We'd still have the sweet trophy.
Yeah, no, you don't even get a trophy.
I thought
it's only
did.
The top two categories get the trophy, and then
damn,
everyone else gets Grammar Girl books.
Oh,
so
cool.
I hope you enjoy your book, Tim, and congratulations. So, yeah, I did go to court for that fucking speeding ticket. If you guys are fans of the show, you know I got one more speeding ticket, and that was the one that I didn't need to get to put me over the amount of tickets I can have for my job, for the insurance to carry me and shit. And I was really freaking out about it. And then I talked to my boss, and he was like, you know, just don't worry about it. Just see what you can do. Go talk to the judge. Don't just pay the $55 fine and shit. So today was the last day I could possibly have gone in,
and
of course.
Use the last day.
Of course. I waited. I'm a procrastinator by trade, so of course.
Remember when you thought the 10th was a Sunday and it was like Friday night?
Yeah, I was like, they fucked me with that, yeah. Dude. Damn it. But yeah, it was today. So I go in there this morning and I'm like, oh, I gotta do this. And she's like, well, do you want to pay the fine? I'm like, well, how many points is it going to be on my license? And she's like, oh, it's going to be 3, I think. I'm like, you think or you're for sure? Because this is really important. Like,
yeah,
I need
this
to
matters.
Know. And she's like, I don't know. You'll have to talk to the judge. I'm like, what? And then she's like, so do you want to talk to the judge or do you want to pay the fine? I'm like, well, I guess I'll have to talk to the judge if you don't fucking know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
So she's like, all right, well, you got to come back at 10:30. So I fucking go back and load up my truck and, you know, eat some fucking muffins. And then I go back and I check in and you just sit there. Like, I've never really had to do that before because I've never...
Go in front of a judge?
Yeah. I mean, I did once when I was a little kid because I got pulled over for something and they searched my car and found this little container that had, like, little bits of weed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like, just a little shake?
Yeah. So they fucking... They gave me this ticket and shit, and I had to go see the judge, and I just told him I let my friend borrow my car, and it must have been his, and he's like, well, what's your friend's name? I'm like, uh-uh, that's none of your fucking business. So yeah. They couldn't do anything, and my dad was in there. He's like, yeah, he did let his friend borrow his car, even though it was all bullshit.
Right.
So I got off just fine there. So that was the only time, and that was, you know, my dad was there and shit. So this was the first time I ever went in front of a judge just by myself. And no, Burger, I've never been in jail. I've never
gotten... He finds that hard to believe, I think.
I guess. I've never gotten in trouble like that. I mean, I've had plenty of chances.
Sneakier than that.
That's right. I like to think I'm smarter than that,
yeah.
Usually. Except for that one time. So, yeah, I go in there and... You sit there in this, like, waiting room kind of thing, and, you know, that's where...
Is there a bunch of people there?
Well, when I first got there, there was just a couple of kids that looked like they got in trouble for drugs or something.
Yeah, some weed.
Like, just some punk-ass kids, maybe, like, MIPs or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sitting there, and then as I'm fucking there, just, you know, waiting and shit, like, more people start to show up, and I'm like, God damn it. These are, like, the cream of the crop of the fucking people that are just in trouble right now.
Right.
That just happened to get in trouble around the same time of day that I did and shit. So I'm waiting there, and I find a seat, and I'm sitting, and I'm just, like, trying to stay as far away from them. And there's, like, these old people with beards that look like they were cooking meth. And this one kid comes in.
Were you just sitting there trying to guess what these people were in?
Kinda. It was like
it's
a guessing game.
It's like, that guy is here for weed. That guy may have killed somebody.
May have. I don't know why he's not in handcuffs. That's weird.
Yeah.
But no, like, I was kind of trying to overhear when people would go in there to talk to the lady at the front.
Yeah.
Because they have, you know, it's all bulletproof glass and shit. It's a fucking the court thing. And so I'm, like, trying to overhear what they're in trouble for. And they all talk quiet because they're embarrassed of whatever the fuck they did. A couple people were there to just pay seatbelt fines and stuff, and that kind of cracked me up.
That's
it's
so
like,
stupid.
If you don't drive with your seatbelt on, like we never do, but you know enough that when you're getting pulled over, take a minute and put it on. Obviously, you're going to get a fucking ticket if you don't. Out of all the times I've been pulled over, I never wear my seatbelt, and I've never gotten a seatbelt ticket for it. Because I always take a minute to fucking put it on. It's like, do you not know that? Or?
A friend of mine called me one time when he got pulled over because it was so dumb. Like, he was pulling out of just some grocery store, and as he was pulling out of onto the highway, he was putting his seatbelt on, and a cop saw him putting his seatbelt on, and he pulled him over for that.
No shit.
Yeah, it's like, Dude, I was fucking putting it on. I was leaving the parking lot.
That's nitpicky. Because
you're supposed to put it on before you even put it in drive.
Fuck that shit.
Like,
that's,
really, dude?
If I want to fly through the window like we said before, then go fuck yourself. Leave me be, you know? That's like saying, oh, you can't smoke cigarettes because it'll give you cancer. It's like, well, maybe that's why I smoke cigarettes, so go fuck yourself. Well, you can't not wear a seatbelt because you'll go through the windshield. Well, maybe that's why I don't wear my seatbelt, because I kind of want to, so go fuck yourself. So I'm sitting there and, like, you know, hours, it seemed like fucking hours, but it was probably just like half an hour. But when you're sitting there,
I didn't bring all these scumbags.
Yeah, and I didn't bring my phone in and nothing. So I'm just sitting there, like, trying to
staring at the wall.
Pretty much just like looking at all these people and shit. And like this one kid comes in wearing this bright ass white camouflage pants. And this, you know, the zippered hoodie sweatshirts that are white, but they have that black pencil-like drawing shit covered on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, like, skulls and Joker stuff all over it. And then he had this white and black camouflage hat, but it was, like, strapped around his neck, but he had his hood on and shit. And, like, he walks in, and everybody kind of gets quiet, and they're looking at him and shit. And he kind of, like, looks at everybody. He's like, what? I'm trying to bring the 80s back. Leave me alone. Like, he was just being really loud and making jokes and shit. And he wasn't really that funny. It was, like, kind of like he was trying to be funny because he knows people are laughing at him.
He's trying to be cool.
So then he's like, is anyone else here for, like, serious criminal stuff?
And, oh,
like,
right, because I'm sure he was serious
Everyone's
criminal.
Just like, no. He's like, well, if you ever get in trouble with serious criminal stuff, don't worry. It's the anticipation is worse than the actual getting in trouble part.
How old do you think he was?
I knew the kid. I went to school with him, I think.
So he's around your age?
Yeah. So then he walks up to the fucking glass and he's like, I need a copy of my full criminal record, please. And I'm like, no fucking way. I really wish I could have seen, like, what the fuck he was doing with his life. Because, I think he graduated like a year ahead of me. So it's just interesting to see people that are my age and like what they've gotten into.
Right.
And,
like, how shitty their life is.
Yeah. It's just something to compare it to. So we finally, the judge comes in and he's like the fucking judge, God Almighty himself with the black robe on and his tie and shit. And he walks in, he's like, all right, let's all go in. We all follow him in, like everybody, this whole group. So I'm thinking now, I'm sitting in this courtroom with all these other people. I'm going to get a chance to hear, like, all this court stuff. Like, I've never seen this before, so this is kind of interesting. I want to see him fucking hand down some sentences and shit, you know? So they take it in order, and the first lady that went up, her thing was something about her dog ran into the neighbor's yard and chased something, and the neighbor called the cops on him because you're not supposed to let dogs run free within the city. And she was, like, fighting that or some dumb shit.
That's something worth fighting.
Yeah, right?
Really?
It's like,
that's just gonna cost you more money.
Are they gonna put your dog down?
Yeah. Because that would be great.
Yeah, fantastic.
Please.
And then the next person was me. So I was kind of bummed out. Like, I was glad that I was finally gonna get this over with. But I was kind of bummed out. I didn't get to hear all the, like, the real scumbaggy people's court appearances and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up there, and he's like, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, not too bad. How are you? He's like, good. I'm like, that's good. And he's like, so when we first got in there, he kind of explained the whole process. Like, you can plead guilty, what that means. You can plead not guilty, what that means. And then you can plead no contest and what that means. And basically, no contest is, if you guys don't know, I didn't know this before, but it's you make that plea and basically you're saying that the charge, whatever you were charged with, you did wrong, but you didn't do it knowingly or something like that. It was kind of confusing. So it's like, basically what it means is if it was like a car accident and you pled no contest because you got like a careless driving ticket,
right?
If you were to plead guilty to the careless driving ticket, the person you got in the wreck with could use that ticket in court because you pled guilty to it. So they could say this accident was your fault.
Yeah, because you pled guilty.
But if you plead no contest to it, that means they can't use the ticket in court for anything else. But you still have to pay the fines and all that shit. So I kind of explained it to him, and I was like, you know, they keep changing these speed limits. It used to be 75, then we didn't have one. Now it's 65. Some places are 45 now and 55. He's like, you know, I catch myself doing that too. They do, because all the road construction, they keep, you know, yeah, every time they finish something, they change the speed limits.
Right.
And he was actually really nice. Like, I was surprised. I was thinking,
did you go to that judge that one of our listeners recommended?
You don't get to pick.
Oh, you don't? You just go in.
Yeah, whichever judge came in, that's the one I had to see. So, but I think it was the one that she mentioned. And he was really cool for a judge. I was expecting this hard-ass piece of shit motherfucker. But
yeah, just to
he
be
was
a douche.
Like, I walked up to the bench, and it was just like we were having a conversation pretty much. He had his little computer there and shit, and I was like, so...
penis pump under his...
Exactly. Desk. You know, he was on MySpace and shit. He's like, just a minute, I'm messaging some hoes and shit. I'm like, right. Nice, dude, nice.
No word.
Tell her I said hi. So he's like, you know, do you want to plead guilty, not guilty, or no contest? I'm like, well, the fine isn't really the big deal for me. Right now, it's the points on my record, and I can't get any more, otherwise I'll probably lose my job. And he's like, well, did your car have insurance? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, what I usually do in cases like this, where it's just a minor speeding violation, is I'll give you, you have to pay the fine, and if you can go 15 days without getting in any more trouble, you won't get any points on your license and shit. It's deferred, is what he said. So he's like, do you want to plead guilty or no contest? I'm like, well, no contest then. I'm not going to say I'm guilty. And, you know, went beforehand, I told him, I was like, you know, the car was in the mechanic and maybe the speedometer's off. Just kind of bullshitting my way through it. Just not being like, because he's like, did you knowingly do it? And I was like, well, I had it at 70, and he's like, well, you were speeding then. I'm like, well, 5 over is acceptable. He's like, yeah, but legally, no, because the limit is 65, not 67, not, you know. So overall, it was cool. He asked me if I could pay the fine. I'm like, you know, I get paid Friday. He's like, okay, just bring it in before Monday. Like, he was really cool, like, just a normal guy. And that totally surprised me, because I was, like I said, I was freaked out thinking he was going to fucking be like, this is your record, it's a mile long, full of speeding tickets, you're gonna get traffic school and this and that and a fine and maybe some jail time.
Yeah, it's like, sweet.
Because I didn't get laid this morning. And yeah, fuck you.
No more job.
But no, yeah, he was totally cool. So basically I just have to pay the $55, not get in any traffic things for the next 15 days, and I'm good to go.
I'm good.
So that was that. Yeah. And then, you know,
I guess it helps when the judge is dealing with someone who just got a speeding ticket instead of like someone who did something serious. he's probably nice to people who didn't really do
anything. And I mean, I didn't like dress up or anything. Like, I had my sweatshirt on, not the jam hole sweatshirt, but the one, because I don't wear that to work. I don't want to get all shitty and stuff. But, and I had my work shirt. I took my hat off and all that stuff, because I guess you have to do that in courtrooms. You got to respect the guy judging you, you know?
Right. He's making the judgment on who you are.
Yeah. So it went all right. And while I was in there, I was reading all these things, and it's all about how driving is a privilege and shit, and that just seemed kind of weird to me, that driving's a privilege, that, you know, it almost seems like it's not a right, it's a privilege,
but
how
you
they look
to
at it,
be able to drive,
right? But then it's like, if it's a privilege, are we privileged to pay fucking $4 to $5 per gallon for gas
and then getting fucked in the ass for speeding for 5 miles over?
Yeah, if it's a privilege, I should be able to do whatever, not have to go like super slow and shit. And it just seems to me that all these speed limits and all that kind of shit are there for like retards and elderly people, which are two kinds of people that should not be driving at all.
Right.
If it's a privilege, you lost that privilege the second you were unable to fucking see your hand in front of your face, you know?
Or think clearly because
you're
retarded.
You have no reaction time. It takes you 10 minutes to put your fucking shoes on. I want you out driving. So it was just like this big poster on the wall about like DUIs and if your car's used in a theft and all that shit. And it's like, remember, driving is a privilege. I'm like, that, I don't know. That just seemed really stupid. I don't feel privileged at all.
Yeah, no.
So I don't know. That was about it though. So I am glad that's all fucking done and over with and shit. Oh,
wow, that must have been a fun day.
It was not at all. You know, like, I hate doing that. You know, I wasted probably like 2 hours. Granted, I was getting paid for it while I was doing it, so that's kind of cool. But it just sucks to have to do. I would have just as soon sent in the $55 and not even dealt with it. But
you kind of needed to.
Yeah, I don't need any more points on my license. I would be interested to get a copy of my record just to see, like...
Oh, and if you get enough points on your license, they'll take your license away, and then you're really effed.
Yeah, totally. And then I have no privilege to drive, and then I'll just add to the unemployment rate here in Montana.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. You ready for some confessions?
I'm ready.
Are
you?
Let's
do some confessions.
Let's do some confessions. I've never, ever, ever had a girlfriend. Did you know that?
No.
I'm 17.
I didn't know that also.
Never had a girlfriend. Are you jumping the gun a little bit? Like, you're 17.
Well, still, I mean, 17.
Yeah, but when...
I would think you'd have at least one girlfriend.
When you're
then.
Like 13 or 14, kids are still like, ooh, you have a girlfriend, like, they're picking on you and shit. And then I always thought once you got to about 15 and 16, then you kind of start, you know, people are like, oh, you have a girlfriend, cool, instead of, haha, you have a girlfriend, shit like that. Did you ever go through that in school?
No.
Really? Kids, maybe I just went to an immature fucking school.
Probably.
Yeah, I remember in fifth grade when I had my first girlfriend ever, like, nobody liked to tell people about it, because as soon as, like, anyone else knew, you were the fucking target of getting made fun of and shit. And
well, because those kids are still have, like, the old cooties thing.
Right, but in fifth grade, I mean,
I
that's
know.
What?
That
13,
never...
14, maybe? I don't know. I don't know.
I think fifth
weird.
Grade, you're probably, like, 11.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I
can't fucking remember.
I go days without bathing because I don't like touching myself in the shower. Really?
Wow.
It's like, I don't know if you're aware, but you don't have to jerk it every time you shower.
Yeah, you just have to clean.
Like, yeah. I mean, granted, you'll get it clean, but
right.
you don't have to, you know.
It's not an obligation.
You don't have to go all the way.
It's a privilege.
It's my right. I was molested in the bathtub when I was 6.
Whoa.
I'll never be clean.
Baths are never the same.
Is that because you can't ever wash that away, or is it because you don't like taking showers because you were molested in a bathtub?
Right. It could be either one.
What if you were molested in a bed? Could you never sleep again?
You better buy a fucking hammock or something.
Get a futon. I was molested in a car. Now I can never go in cars again. I can never sit in the back seat. I call permanent shotgun.
Yes.
My friends ask why, and I tell them because I was molested.
It works every time.
Every time. I want to start off by saying I have a girlfriend, and this is the second time I've performed this act. So I just want to preface this by saying I do have a girlfriend.
Right.
And this is the second time
Number
I've done
two.
This. Okay.
Dose.
I was over my gay friend's house last night. Gay is in parentheses.
Right.
He was typing it out. He's like, so I was at my friend's house, --, G-A-Y, --, friend's house. Like, we need to know that because
that's important detail.
That's
for
a key
the story.
Point for what's going to happen here,
right.
I think. So I was over at my gay friend's house last night, and after smoking some pot and eating a fine dinner he made me, we were listening to some music. Dude, that's not called hanging out with your gay friend.
That's called
a date.
Or you're bro down a
You're
little.
Broing down. Yeah. Did he cook you dinner? Were there candles on the table?
Yes. Did you have a glass of wine?
Was the lead waste laced with PCP? Because, that's trouble. Is your spider sense tingling? Oh, man. Well, to make a long story short, he fingered my butthole and I slapped... No. To make a long story short, he had a crush on me a while back.
Hmm.
So you knowing this, say I'm your gay friend and you know...
Well, you kind of are my gay friend.
Go fuck yourself. You just... I'm not even going to say what I was going to say.
Do
now,
it. Come on.
It was going to be really funny.
Say it.
No, now I ruined
you're
it.
You're hurting yourself now.
You're hurting yourself.
I'm
you're
not
only,
hurting myself at
you're
all.
You're hurting the show here.
Not at all.
So if I was your gay friend and I had a crush on you...
Okay.
And like... We hadn't talked in a while, maybe since you found out I had a crush on you. Would you know enough to, like, if I was like, hey, Brohound, you want to come over to my place? I'll cook you dinner. We'll get stoned, see what happens.
I probably wouldn't come over.
Really? Not even if I cooked your favorite food?
No. Oh, really? As long as I don't know, as long as I can make sure you would stay away.
This kind of reminds me of that one post that was like, my friend asked me if I would ever suck dick for weed, and I found gay porn on his computer, right. But I didn't tell
him. And he was really trying to get him to suck his dick for some weed.
Like, seriously, I'll give you this weed if you suck my dick.
Yeah, like
really.
I'm totally serious.
So to make a long story short, he had a crush on me a while back. So after all that bull of the night, I basically asked if I could suck him off. What?
Wow.
You have a girlfriend? What are you hiding? Holy Christ, dude. I did not see that coming.
No.
I see why he's like, I just want to start this off by saying I have a girlfriend, and this is the second time I've sucked off a dude. But hey, I have a girlfriend, right. So no gay shit.
No gay shit. I was just doing a favor for a gay friend.
Hey, blowjobs aren't gay, dude.
No. Not when you're getting the blowjob.
Oh, he forgot that part.
Yeah, that's a big detail.
He was absolutely huge. Bold, all caps. His dick was control B. Huge. Porn star huge. I mean, like, Titanic huge.
I get it.
Dumbo, the elephant's
right.
ear.
Okay.
I was just reading what he was writing.
Was he really writing
No,
that?
He just said porn
Didn't
star
think
huge.
So.
I was so pleased when I saw it. It was like Christmas. Dude, you're not straight. I'm
not at all.
Not even
that girlfriend is just a front.
Just a friend. He said I gave great head. I'm inclined to believe him, as the dude previous to him said the same thing.
Really?
You know how I know he's gay?
Because
he ends this with, I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah. That's how you know.
Oh, man. You guys kill me sometimes. I listen to other people's sad stories just to laugh at them. Is this one you or me?
I don't know.
It makes me feel better about my own problems. This is you.
Yep, that's me.
I guess. It's also funny. That is the way to do it, though.
It is, honestly.
If you need to feel better about yourself, there's
right.
no better way to do that than to just go find some poor fucking schmo.
Yeah, it's just worse
and
off
just
than you.
Fucking laugh at
yeah,
him.
Yeah, just get your 7 laughs.
Get your 7, man. That's all it takes. I've been married for almost 17 years, but I'm gay. But my wife doesn't know that. Neither do our 2 children. No. I can't wait for that one. For almost 17 years and love my husband and my 2 kids. But I often... there's the butt.
But.
My 2 kids... The butt alert.
The butt alarm.
My 2 kids... ... But I often think about the first love of my life. I met him when I was 15, and it was love at first sight for me. I lost my virginity to him, and we broke up when I was almost 17. Does love last that long?
I don't know.
Like, oh man, we were madly in love, and then 2 years later, we broke up.
Yep.
Oh, when he went away to university. That's understandable, I guess.
Right, there's a good reason there.
Well, if he went away to university, you were 15? Well, like, really?
Hmm.
How old do you have to be to go to college? I guess
18.
Just 8. Yeah, that's pushing it, dude.
That's close.
It
you could have gotten in some trouble.
Unless he lives in Arkansas, then it's A-okay.
Right. Even more okay if it's his sister.
Right. Even better.
Because then it's family supervision.
Right. That's encouraged,
yeah.
even.
Encouraged.
We were together again when I was 19. He broke up with me a couple years later because I suffered from depression, and it was too much for him to handle.
Because he was actually happy.
Right, and I couldn't handle that.
No.
If I'm going to be miserable, so are you.
Yep.
The depression started after I got pregnant. Really?
Wow.
No.
From him, maybe?
No.
Maybe? And he's gone?
Wow, that's funny, because his depression started right when you had the baby.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Huh.
No, the depression started after I got pregnant and lost the baby with a doctor's help. Like,
so you had an abortion.
Right, I was just going to say, like, you went to the clinic or what? I mean...
With the doctor's help.
That's not really...
So that was your choice.
That's not the doctor's fault.
No.
Like, you paid him. That's like you paying a prostitute to fuck you and then being like, you rape me.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't do that. That's called Indian giving. It's crazy, but sometimes I think if he showed up right now, I'd leave my marriage and kids to be with him.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a woman right there.
Yeah, that's definitely a woman.
Don't get me wrong. I've always been faithful to my husband, except that one time on the cruise and that other time on vacation, that other time with my boss. But that was just to further my career, so that doesn't count.
That was to better our lives together.
Right. Honey, I did this for you.
Yeah, I cheated for you because I care about you.
I'm just trying to fuck better for you. So when I fuck you, I bring it all, 110%.
Mm-hmm. That way I bring home a bigger paycheck,
too. I only fuck them like 80%, honey.
No, you, I don't give them my best.
I give you my best, my all. I break out the star player for you. MVP all the way.
Is that supposed to make someone feel better?
It makes me feel better. I'm laughing at it, though, so I don't know. Let's see. I've been faithful to my husband. I do love him. Uh-huh. I love him so much. If my first love came, I would totally leave you and our two kids.
That's how much I love you.
Whom I also love very much.
Right. Someone is very bad at this game.
I don't think you know what love is, actually.
Do any women know what love
is? No.
I don't think so.
Love is $ one with like six zeros after it. That's what love.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't think about this guy constantly or anything. Just once in a while, like whenever me and my husband are having sex.
Right, or every day.
What's wrong with a 40-year-old woman who can't forget a guy she met when she was 15?
Everything.
Well, no, that's par for the course. I mean, that's totally normal. Well, for women.
Oh.
That's totally normal.
True, you gotta break it down to just women.
Cause you know what? He's talking to his fucking first love on MSN when you're at work.
True.
So, whatever.
I mean, where do you think he goes on his days off? To her house.
Not to your house. I feel like crying after reading some of these confessions. That makes three of us.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good.
Can I laugh at that and feel better about myself?
Yeah.
All right. My boyfriend isn't hot. What? Is not, just to clarify, my boyfriend is not hot, muscular, and doesn't have a very big dick.
Bummer.
You win. But whenever I'm around him, I can't keep my hands off him, smiley face. That's kind of weird.
So
you're attracted to ugly douchey small dick dudes? Or
like, why don't you just go date a Chinese guy?
I might as well. At least, you know.
Maybe he is Chinese.
Maybe. Shit.
Shit? What'd you do?
Nothing. This one? Fuck. Period. I am scared.
Don't be scared.
I'm sick of this. Don't be sick of it? No?
No, you can be sick of it.
You can be sick of it
all
you want.
Just don't be scared.
And I am beginning to hide away from the world again. Emo?
Yes.
For sure.
Yep.
How could you do this? How old was I when you were sleeping with me? You bastard.
Wow.
I know.
Someone's pissed.
Did you lose your virginity?
In the bathtub when you were six.
You gave that shit away. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
No one took your virginity. You gave it.
And the last one here to end up the confessions. You ready? To all the people, parenthesis, high schoolers. So not to all the people, to all the high schoolers out there that feel like losers. This one goes out to all you high schoolers. All my homies out there that feel like losers.
Right. Because you are, probably.
Buck the fuck up. You'll eventually fall into the right crowd and feel at home with people. Unless, I wouldn't say all of you, but, you know,
a
good
majority.
52% of you will.
That's all right.
I used to be a complete fucking loser. Used to? Or... I was nerdy, had a horrible haircut, and was quite fat. And I actually thought of suicide and almost did it once.
Did you write this one?
No. I should have, though. And you almost did it once, so what that should have said is, I actually thought of suicide, but then I just decided to have a cry for help once, and that was it. But my senior year, I somehow transformed into this cool person, like Bumblebee. I was just... I had lost a lot of weight due to meth use during the summer before, and I actually started talking to people. Eventually, I hooked up with this gorgeous girl, finally got laid, and had a great summer. Just keep your chin up and go talk to those people that interest you, and if they don't like you for who you are, you don't fucking need them. You might eventually, but right now,
nah.
Oh, and for some of you, showers, deodorant, and normal-looking haircuts are somewhat needed.
Yeah, somewhat.
Just throwing it out there to that
A tip.
To that girl up there that got molested in the bathtub, you need a shower. Oh, man, I love this site. This site, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, when we read that shit, it always just reinforces my belief in humanity that we are on a downward spiral to the seventh
depths. Where are you, Obama? Where is this change?
Of hell. Yeah,
change.
Hey, yes, you can. All right, where's the fucking quarter?
Gone again. I bet the cat keeps taking them.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, cool. Good news.
Got it. Call it in the air.
Heads.
Tails!
Yeah.
Lose this time, cunt.
Oh,
this one is called Teen Left at Hospital, Nebraska's 30th Safe Haven Case. And this is just a little jam hole update. A long time ago when Nebraska first passed the Safe Haven Law, we thought that was a really cool fucking thing. Like, you know.
We thought it was at first.
It still is.
Kind of.
It would be if more people fucking used it. Hint, hint. But it's a good thing. It's people. You pussied out on having the abortion. I can understand that. Nobody wants a fucking 5-horsepower shop vac up their twat sucking out their baby to be.
But I think a lot of these people that are leaving these kids at the hospital are actually leaving them to a worse life.
You think?
Yeah, because I think a lot of these parents are doing just fine raising their kids, but then they're like, oh shit, I can get rid of them? I'm going to fucking do that so I don't have to raise
them
anymore.
You mean I don't have to raise the kid that I had and paid all this money at the fucking hospital for probably more than once? So, Omaha, Nebraska, a 17-year-old boy left by... When they said, like, kids, they're not talking teenagers here, but people were like, well, either shape up or you're going to Nebraska. And the kid's like, Mom, I'm 17. She's like, well?
you're also driving yourself there.
Yeah, right? I'm not even taking you there. Here's the keys to the car. I'll pick it up next week.
Yeah.
But you know what? If I ran that hospital or any of the hospitals that people were dropping these kids off at, I would just put those fuckers to work. I would fire all
my... Just start a sweatshop.
That's what I'm saying. You just fire all the fucking illegal immigrants that you're probably paying.
Right.
Fire all of the mid-wage staff that you're paying decent money to and be like, you can have a place to live, but you're going to work here.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Done.
Done and done. A 17-year-old boy left by his mother at an Omaha hospital on Monday is the 30th child abandoned under Nebraska's safe haven law. So I would have expected that number to have been a lot higher.
You'd think so.
Especially because you don't even have to live in Nebraska to take advantage of this.
Yeah, you can just drive from wherever.
It's a wonderful service, really. Let's see here.
I don't know, though. Maybe there's a lot of parents out there that actually want to have their kids, believe it or not. I know it's hard to it's hard to swallow.
not in today's world, bud. It's because all the parents having kids nowadays are like 17 or 18.
True.
And they're having them because they're too afraid to get abortions because they're all fucking raised in this Christian or religious upbringing that's like, if you have an abortion, you'll go to hell. And
then just repent.
I know, but they don't know that. Even though they should.
Yeah, don't you pay attention in church?
No, the church probably just leaves that part out.
Probably.
The boy from the Omaha area was left at Creighton University Medical Center on Monday morning, said Todd Landry, director of Children and Family Services for the Department of Health and Human Services. The state was still investigating the case, and additional details were not available. Nebraska was the last state to enact a safe haven law intended to protect unwanted newborns from being abandoned.
Okay, newborns.
Newborns. That means the time they're born till probably 1 year old.
Yeah, I mean, how much time do you need to think about it?
Not 17-year-olds.
No.
Not 18-year-olds. Definitely not 19-year-olds.
Definitely.
You definitely not. let's see. Some have interpreted the state's law as meaning it could apply to children as old as 18 because it uses the word child and does not specify
an age limit.
Right. You should have said an age limit.
Yeah.
Those interpretations take the word child to mean minor, which in Nebraska includes anyone under the age of 19. So I guess if you have an 18-year-old at home that just sits around, smokes pot all day, doesn't have a job, dropped out of school, be like, later, dude.
Later.
Later, dude. You're going to the fucking hospital.
Have
and
fun.
It ain't for your fucking vaccines either.
No, you're staying there.
Yeah, you're not coming back. They get him there and they like throw out the Xbox and he runs after it to catch it. And she's like, later. however, but... Health and Human Services Thank you. Health and Human Services spokeswoman Jean Atkinson said a separate law pertaining to juveniles won't let authorities take in children older than 17. So it looks like we have a little law conflict here. If they interpret
conflict of interest.
Right. Landry said an 18-year-old woman left at a Lincoln hospital by her mother on Sunday was not being handled as a safe haven case. She's 18. How shitty of a kid do you have to be 18 years old and have your mom drop you off under this safe haven thing?
And then you don't
You're 18, dude. If your mom was like, you know what? I'm fucking done with you. I'm done with your fucking metal. I'm done with your cutting. I'm done with you fucking always just eating my food and not having a job. And she'll still take your check and just drop you the fuck off.
I just leave.
Like, would you just walk back home? Would you just, like, buy a bus ticket?
No, I just would move out.
If she made you do that?
Well, if she was if she said I had to go do that, I'd be like, no.
No. I'm 18.
Make me.
No.
What are you going to do? You can't force me.
What are you going to do? Have dad spank me? Oh, that's right.
He's dead.
And that's your fault, Mom, just in case you forgot. quote, the adoptive mother says that the daughter refused to take some medications for some conditions that she has. Huh.
Like being a bitch?
Yeah. Do you have bitch X?
Bitch syndrome?
You're being a bitch. She won't listen to her, and she can't control her. You know, that almost sounds like a job for Maury or Springer,
not the safe haven law.
That's awesome. But you know what? If they would let people bring their 18 and 19-year-olds there, they could have those kids take care of the younger kids. Like that one family where the older...
Do you think kids that are at that age that are getting dropped off by their parents are in any fucking way responsible enough to...
Take care of anything? Well, you're in a hospital. What's the worst that's going to happen?
I guess they're close if something does happen.
Like, hey, he broke his arm. Well... Good thing we're at the hospital.
Right?
Like, I mean, what? Really? What are you gonna? I guess you could wander around and maybe get into
or just
like
not watch them.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they'll wander around the hospital and get into some shit. Like they're in there fucking around with the X-ray machine, trying to X-ray their butts and stuff. And pretty soon they have these weird growths coming out from all the fucking cancerous tumors and shit. Oh man, we need an X-ray machine. Atkinson said she could not.
Why, so we can X-ray our butts?
Just to play with it. I would set it like facing downstairs into the neighbor's house and just crank that fucker on full blast
for a week
all day. Oh man, that would be awesome. Atkinson said the young woman was placed in an emergency shelter and was being offered extra help, like hey. Once you come on over
here.
You
need another hand?
You need a hand up or a hand out, huh? You know what I mean. Atkinson said she could not say how many other 18-year-olds have been left by parents. awesome. You know what it is? It's like one family dropped their kid off just to see if it would actually work, and it did.
And then so, everyone else followed.
Well, they went home and called all their friends, right. And they're like, dude.
It works.
It's party time for the parents. The legislature opens a special session on Friday to change the law. So, if you have any kids that you don't want anymore, you better fucking leave now. If you leave now, you can drive to Nebraska and make it there before Friday. So, just saying.
Just last call, folks.
Last call for alcohol. Last call to drop off your bastard fucking children.
Yeah.
I know Nebraska's a long ways away, but it's well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Four children from out of state have been abandoned at Nebraska Hospital since the law was passed. Come one, come all. Doesn't matter where you come from, just as long as you come. Drop off your kids here, Nebraska. That should be their new thing to, like, get tourists to come to Nebraska. It's like,
it's like,
hey,
you can come visit Nebraska and bring, then leave your kids
bring
there.
Bring the family, leave the kids. Yeah. It's perfect. All four have been returned to their home states. Oh, that sucks. Including an 8-year-old boy who was flown back to Indiana on Friday and turned over to state authorities. So I guess if you are from out of state, just don't tell them that.
Yeah.
Like, you need to get there before Friday, mm-hmm. get yourself a P.O. box,
right.
and then go there, drop the kid off. Or actually, you probably don't even need to do that.
Just leave the
just
kid.
Just kick the kid out of the fucking car and be
then
like,
drive
see
away.
Ya.
Later, dude. But,
yeah, and that is it for that story. So good job, Nebraska, with the safe haven law. I think more states should really do that.
All of them?
All of them.
And then they don't have to spend money to fly him back.
I know,
it'll
right?
be in your state.
Exactly. I want to see that shit like Walmarts. Everywhere
yes.
there's a Walmart.
Yes.
Actually, they should build that shit inside Walmart.
Right.
Fuck the McDonald's,
there
man.
Should just be a room in the Walmart where you just leave your kids there.
Kid
and then
drop
at the
off.
End of the day, yeah, and then at the end of the day, they round them all up and take them to wherever they keep them.
Right.
The holding cell, if you will.
Or sell them.
Or that.
I'll open up
or
one.
Or just take them to the sweatshop.
Drop your kids off here. I'll get a pretty fucking penny on Craigslist for that shit. Fucking done and done.
Whoa.
So what you got for us? Episode 110. 110.
That's pretty
not bad.
Yeah, it's all right.
Not saying, but you know.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't really care. This one's called Charges Filed in Sexual Assault of Amish Man. Not just any man, an Amish man.
Burger. Holy shit. Mm. Burger says, so how is it being single again, Matt? How did you know that?
Holy shit, it's been a day.
I know, right? Like, how?
Fuck.
Wait,
shit spreads.
Did my Facebook status say Matt just got dumped?
Or did Rain change her status to single?
I don't know.
See, you went through all the fucking work on MySpace to change it to in a relationship.
I know.
And
I
now what?
Now
you gotta go change it to single.
I should have went with my first gut feeling
yep.
and just left it.
Just
you know,
left it there.
That's crazy though, man. Like, wow.
How really?
I know. Oh, on Facebook too.
That's crazy.
All right.
Whatever.
It's the same as it was.
Yeah.
Less babysitting, I guess. That's
I guess.
Cool. I don't know. I did, you know, I didn't even want to talk about this tonight.
We talked about it a lot already.
I know. Well, me and you did, but yeah. I didn't want to, like, because I wasn't sure if she was, like, is that it? Because it ended with, like, she pretty much just hung up on me.
Right.
So I didn't know if, that's why I haven't changed my Facebook back to being single yet, because I wasn't sure if she was for sure, but apparently she was pretty for sure, I
right.
guess. See, now they all want to know about it. Basically, long story short, it wasn't her. Maybe too many jokes about, well, we could always give up the kids for adoption. We could always go to Nebraska and drop off the kids. She's very, there's no easy way to say this to where I'm not going to sound like a fucking asshole. So
just sound like an asshole.
She's unstable. I don't need that. I didn't like kids at the beginning of it. I thought, you know, I wanted to try. I'll give it a try.
Well, because you liked her a lot.
Yeah, I did. And I just, I cannot. Those children are, I can't deal with that shit. I can't deal with the constant crying and the constant laughter while she's crying. The mood swings and shit.
Well, you have to deal with yourself. I mean,
well, yeah,
two more kids is like dealing with two more of you.
Yeah, and I don't want that way of life. I want to be with somebody with no kids, not with somebody with two. And
that's
especially
a totally different way of life when you have kids.
Well, that, and especially if they're not my kids. Like, I definitely don't want to be raising somebody else's kids. Yeah. Like, that's just weird. And that's what that whole thing we talked about quite a few episodes ago, about how we're at that stage in life where people got together with people, got them pregnant, and then left. So now the other people, the second wave, if you will, the reinforcements come in, and now they have to clean up the mess. And I thought, you know, I wanted to give it a try just to see what it was like, and I couldn't deal with it. I wasn't giving her enough time. Because she always wanted me to stay there. The kids, it was disgusting. Like, kids, I didn't realize how disgusting a house with two kids in it was, especially when it's just one parent raising them. And it's totally not her fault. That's just kids make a mess.
That's just kids being kids.
Especially when they're not well behaved like that. And that grosses me out. Just shit in the toilets. I don't know. Kids make a mess from themselves, from food everywhere. And I'm not a neat freak, but I need a certain cleanliness to a place.
Right, this got to be at a certain level.
And, like, the whole thing about when I didn't stay there, like, her kids would sleep in her bed with her, and that really grossed me out. Like, I can't, I don't know. That creeps me out a lot. Not just because it's just the drooling and the body fluid. Like, that creeps me out,
yeah,
dude.
I wonder if they still pee the bed.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't deal with that shit. So, and we talked about it last night, and it's not fair to her that she's waiting for me to be like, you know, I'm ready to move in and shit, because I was not. I wanted to keep my place. I need a place I can come and work on my shit. And she was starting to get to the point where she was getting mad at me when I'd go over there and turn on the computer and work on shit, even though I told her, like, I have to get certain stuff done. I can't do it the days we have the show because I'm doing the show stuff. So the only other 2 days besides the weekend, which I work usually, it just wasn't enough time. And between, you know, the kids being there, I tried to go there just when they were asleep so I could just see her, but then we just end up getting stoned and going to sleep, and it wasn't working out. So she got pissed at me because I kept saying, well, I can't handle these kids, and, you know, it'd be different if you gave them up for adoption or if you just got rid of them somehow, and that sucks to say, but that's how I am.
Have to happen.
Right, so she's like, well, then it's not gonna work. I can't talk to you anymore, and she hung up. So then I sent her a Facebook message today after I forget what she said. I don't even have it saved, but she was like, cool, you out of all people to break up with someone on Facebook. And I was like, you broke up with me last night. I didn't break up with you on Facebook. I was just reinforcing the fact that the more I did think about it, the more you are right, and this isn't going to work. So that was that, pretty much.
That was a long story, not short.
Sorry. Whoever called it that we would break up because of the kids was correct. Go fuck yourself.
I think I may have called it.
I think we all fucking called
yeah,
that shit.
Yeah, I think
so.
So, do you get to keep the camera?
Well, yeah, because she didn't pay for the camera. It was free.
True, and she broke up with you also.
Exactly. So
nice.
And that was the other thing about it. I didn't want to be like, well, we're breaking up, and, like, do I get to keep... Like, that just seems weird. Like, okay, maybe he's not dumping me because he wants to keep this shit. Like, no. And I wasn't trying to be mean to her so she would dump me. That's not,
right.
Like... I give a fuck about that shit. Like, I like it, but I'm not going to make myself miserable. Yeah. And
this is a little bigger than having a video camera.
Right, but no, yeah, I am keeping that shit. She has my pillow anyway, so fuck it.
So
but,
you're even.
Like, and I told her, I'm like, you know, we can totally be friends and shit. It seemed like I was more of a babysitter when I was there on the weekends and shit, and I don't like kids. I told her that before we even started dating, and that it wasn't working, so yeah. And the unstable, I can't handle a girl that starts crying and then starts laughing halfway in between, and then while there's still tears in her eyes wants to have sex. Like, that's weird. I mean, cool, we can all joke all day about how tears are the perfect lubrication, but when it comes down to it, you try to fuck a girl that's been crying, it's
You try hard. And fuck a girl and who's bipolar.
And if you can do it, there's something wrong with you. Yeah. Granted, makeup sex...
Well, just wait until she starts crying and then laughing while you're having sex
like,
with her.
Makeup sex is awesome after, you know, an argument and shit, but go right. dry your tears first.
Yeah, like wipe your face.
Weird. Yeah, so, I don't know. If you guys have anything else you'd care to know about it, feel free to ask. Email info@thejamhole.com. I will be more than happy to tell you. Oh, God. So, Burger says, Matt, that is normal. Kids are dirty. I guess 3 months. What is my prize? Well, you should be getting your hoodie and shirt in the mail pretty soon.
That'll be your prize.
Right. No, there was. Did we make a prize for that?
Not at all.
Not at all. I'll send you a vial of my tears. How's that?
Yeah.
And MDS says, and he gets a pink laptop. You guys are making light of a situation that was not very happy last night. Oh, but it's fine. Whatever.
Whatever. It's all right. We got stoned as fuck.
Oh, God, we did. Off of some fucking resin,
some
too.
Some gnarly resin.
Because we had no weed. So my prize, send me some fucking weed. How's that?
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
So this one is called...
Yes, what is this one called, Brady?
Charges filed in sexual assault of Amish man. A police arrested a LaGrange County man for allegedly abducting a 29-year-old Amish man, sexually assaulting him, reportedly because they said they could not find an Amish girl.
Okay. This goes back to that whole thing we said about if you're going to rape a chick, she better be fucking gorgeous.
Right. If you're going to rape someone you really want.
So... You want to rape?
Needed it fucking now.
You want to rape an Amish chick?
Yeah.
You can't rape. There's no Amish chicks to be found.
You can't find one.
So don't you think you would go for a not Amish chick?
Like, I guess
you
want to hold on. Amish more than the
you
want to
stay in the category of female, not the category of Amish. Like you, that's weird.
I don't know.
Like, okay, I want to rape a...
But, no, think of
it's
it
it's like,
this way,
I
want
to rape a blonde chick. I can't find a blonde chick. I'm not going to go for a blonde dude. I'm going to go for a brunette chick. I'm going to stay with the chick category, not the hair category. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but you're raping it somebody. It's sex. You want to stay with the gender, not the fucking kind of person. You know?
But this
That's
is...
That's dumb.
This
you're
is,
dumb.
If you're in the frame of mind of this guy where you want to rape someone...
That's Amish?
Well, or rape someone at all. Like, they're not thinking that straight.
Do you
so,
think while he was raping her, he was singing Living in an Amish Paradise?
Yes, I hope so. Playing some weird Al Amish
That's
Paradise.
That's awesome,
yes.
dude. Oh, man. Who would have thunk?
Not I. Ryan Bailey, 32, of Middlebury, was being held Thursday in the LaGrange County Jail on charges of criminal deviant conduct, criminal confinement, and being a habitual offender.
And being a retard. Yes. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Also that.
Also.
The attack allegedly occurred shortly after midnight, April 26, after assailant found the man riding his bicycle on a rural road near Topeka, about 35 miles northwest of Fort Wayne. Bailey tackled the victim, forced him at knife point into Bailey's car, drove to a secluded area, and... sexually assaulted him.
He's like, dude, I'm Amish. I can't ride in a vehicle.
Yeah, I don't believe in cars.
Can we do this on my bike?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is it a two-seater?
I'm totally picturing that video where that dude, all those people are riding bikes, and that cop just comes out of nowhere and
just
lays him out, dude. Like, just Amish dude, beard and hat just go flying
just
and shit, and then he drags him into his car. Oh, do you think the Amish guy, like, do you think he raped him with, like, a dildo and shit? Because they don't believe in, like, batteries and stuff either, so.
What? He'd rape him with his penis.
Oh, they believe in that.
They do believe in penises.
I was just thinking, like, it would hurt the Amish guy more if not only he had to get into a vehicle, but now he's getting raped with a dildo, which is
vibrator
battery-powered, which is, like, that's like a double whammy, man. You're going to hell.
Mm-hmm. What's Haven't you name? Ever seen, like, the Amish people here?
Yes, the like, Hooterites.
Yes, the Hooterites.
They sell some dank-ass chicken.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I always see the signs that are like, Hooterite chickens, $2 for $3 and shit.
I've seen them at Walmart.
Really?
Yeah.
Begging for money?
No, buying groceries.
You can't do that. You can't be Amish and then go shop at Walmart, dude.
Well,
I'm
these
sorry.
People do.
No.
They're dressed all up in that weird shit and stuff.
You're a fucking hypocrite if you pretend to live Amish or you're living the Amish lifestyle, but then you go buy shit at
live
Walmart.
Live in Amish paradise.
I'm sorry, but no, you can't do that. Walmart is our shit.
Yeah.
You go fucking,
don't take that away from
you
us.
You go fucking grow your own shit.
That's
if you're
the redneck store.
That's right. You want to be like that? Go be like that. Don't just be like that half fucking way. That's right. Bullshit. No.
100%.
All or none.
Yep. The victim told investigators that Bailey told him he had been looking for an Amish girl, but the man would have to do.
What?
The Associated
How
Press.
Do you... How does that line of thinking even enter your mind? It's like, man, you want to rape a chick because you're horny. You're horny because you want to rape a chick. A dude in that situation is just not going to do. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I need a vagina.
Okay, I'm in the mood to rape. I'm in the mood to fuck. Obviously, I'm a loser. I don't have a girlfriend. I can't fuck a chick, so I'm going to go rape a chick.
Yeah.
The second a dude even enters to that equation, I'm not even thinking about rape anymore.
No, I'm like,
about,
I'm going to go beat off.
Like, you want to go hang out and have a brewski or something? Like, I'm not thinking about raping because it's a dude. Unless this guy has some gay shit deep down
well,
inside.
Well, obviously he does. I mean, why else?
Is the, well, continue. I'm interested to see what his excuse was.
Sheriff Terry Martin said the Amish community makes up almost half of LaGrange County, and some people specifically target its members because many are reluctant to report crime.
Oh!
Such reluctance is beginning to change through community programs with police.
So that's why he targeted an Amish chick.
Because they don't report that shit.
Do you think, though, would you even be able to rape an Amish chick? Like,
well,
I don't know
would,
if you're...
I don't know. They'd be kind of hairy.
And
like,
smelly. Like,
yeah,
that's what
I'm
saying.
Down with
You'd
that.
Get the fucking robe or whatever the fuck they wear off, and, like, the smell just punches you in the face.
Well, I guess you'd have to make them
You'd have to
bathe.
Hose her off first.
You'd have to hose her off and shave her a little.
That's awesome. Oh, man. I could not do... You are a bigger man than I, because I could not rape an Amish chick, especially...
An Amish
not
dude.
Not an Amish
yeah.
dude. No fucking way.
Quote, they trust everybody. They are just really friendly to everybody. That's just the way they are. And when you have something like this happen to them, it's... I personally take offense
so
to
what,
it.
So, what?
Martin said.
He knocked the dude off the bike, and the guy was like, oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to be in your way. Like, what the fuck? You're still trusting after you get knocked the fuck off yeah. a bike. You're like,
that's when you learn your lesson much. Come on.
Really? You kind of deserve that then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you have that coming. If you get into the car with the dude that just fucking tackled you off the bike just for no fucking
reason.
Well,
he held him at knife point.
Oh, well, in that case.
Yeah.
You couldn't, like, pull out some fucking Amish kung fu and, like, take
know.
That shit away from him?
Maybe the Amish don't have that kind of...
If you're Amish, though, you should be a tough motherfucker. You're
yeah,
out there churning
true.
Butter and putting barns up and shit.
Yeah.
You're
going to
let
true.
Some
you should
little...
Be built.
You're going to let some little pussy fucking American dude just
With
come
a knife?
And rape your asshole?
That's not a knife.
No, this is a knife. Like, come on, dude. Don't be Whatever. A pussy. Is what I'm trying to say here.
Yes, that shouldn't be the name of the show. Don't be a pussy. DNA evidence taken from the victim matched Bailey, investigator said. Bailey was arrested Wednesday in the South Bend area. Detective Sergeant Randy Mellinger, the lead investigator in the case, said catching up with Bailey more than 6 months later brought him great satisfaction.
Really?
Yes. My victim explained to me that the man had angry eyes, Mellinger said. The victim just had a hunch that he'd been in trouble before.
Huh.
It turns out the victim was correct. Bailey had a criminal history including drunken driving, methamphetamine charges, and domestic violence.
Really? Yeah. What gave you the first clue? The fact that he knocked you off your bike
and
or the
raped
fact
you?
That he had a knife on you or the fact that he stuck his penis in your butthole?
Yeah.
Hey, do you think Amish buttholes have like the little furry beard around them? That'd be awesome. Just like a little yeah
that's it for that story.
All right, well, this one is called report. Dun, 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 dun. Man killed friend left with 20 pills. Cha-ching.
Nice.
This one comes out in Newark, the Bricks. 20 OxyContin pills. That's what Jason L. Martin came away with after he stabbed to death a man, quote, who was like a brother to him, according to investigative documents. You're like a bro to me. Fucking Shank. and then I steal all your pills.
Thanks, bro.
That's amazing.
You're a good bro.
Amazing.
Glad you got my back with a knife in it.
I know. I mean, you shouldn't have had pills that I wanted,
true.
You know?
Shouldn't have been addicted
should
to
them. Gave
them
to me the first time. I was like, hey, give me those.
Yes.
Exactly.
That was even nice. I said, give me 10 of them.
I know.
You can keep the other 10. I was trying
but
to be
polite.
But now
you're dead and I have all of them.
Yeah.
How you like should've that?
Should have gone with option number one, huh?
Should have, could have, would have, bitch. You know what we say.
Hindsight's a bitch.
That it is. Detectives Martin, 28, denied killing James Meadows, also 28, on August 8th for the prescription medication, but he killed him because the victim had challenged his parenting abilities, a report said. So, no, I didn't kill you over pills.
No.
I killed you because you talk shit about my parenting abilities.
Yeah.
Really?
That's where it's at.
Like, you guys are just sitting there shooting oxys, and he's like, you know what? You're a bad parent. That's it. Fucking knife to the stomach. And I'm taking your pills.
And I'm taking these.
And probably the syringe you had just gotten ready to do.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Cool. This drug makes people do amazing things. Mm-hmm. While at the Meadows family's Marianne Furnace Road home, Martin said he told his friend how to be a better father. Step one, stop buying oxys from me. Oh, man. He said Meadows reacted adversely to this advice, meaning not in a good way, and brought up negatively Martin's status as a homeless, unemployed father. He then allegedly, not saying he did, not saying he didn't, he allegedly grabbed a knife from the mantle and stabbed Meadows in the side as he was sitting at the computer with his back to his attacker. So they weren't even, like, face-to-face. The one dude was on his computer, checking on his Craigslist
playing
ads.
Playing WoW.
Probably playing WoW. You're right.
Boxy.
And he's like, pause. You're a bad parent. Fucking shank!
Right in the stomach. In the stomach.
When Meadows spun around, Martin said he cut the throat of the man he has known since grade school. Ouch.
That's a bro for life.
Did not see that coming. No. He then followed him down the stairs where he slashed him on the back of the neck, the report states.
Slash.
This is where Meadows was found with a very weak pulse by medical crew soon thereafter.
Well, you know, when you get slashed in the neck, generally you're not in the strongest of conditions.
Well, I was just thinking after shooting, you know, like five oxys, your right. pulse slows down a little
bit.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, at least he didn't feel it.
That is a great point.
Yeah.
If I was ever to be killed, I would want to be fucked up
yeah,
first.
I'd be like, I didn't even know you killed me.
He was pronounced... I didn't know I was dead till I was pronounced dead.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
like,
okay.
I didn't feel a thing.
He was pronounced dead at Licking Memorial Hospital. During an interview days later with Barbutu, Helen Lucy...
What, excuse me?
Barbutu.
Is that his name?
Barbuto? I don't fucking know. Helen Lucy Meadows, James's wife, who was seriously injured herself, denied that any steak knife was upstairs and said the only location Martin could have retrieved one was from the kitchen.
Maybe he brought it upstairs. You don't fucking know.
Like,
are you there?
He comes in. He's like, I'm just going to set that on the mantelpiece just in case. Just in case you question my parenting ability.
Right.
Or you don't give me the pills I want.
Yeah, because he already knew he was coming over to do some drugs.
Well, right. I don't hang out with you because you're fucking cool. I
yeah.
hang out with you because I need the pills that you have.
Right.
Right. Okay. I'm just glad we clarified
We're
that.
We're on the same page.
Okay. Martin told Barbutu he was pot committed, a poker term, which means too many chips invested to fold a hand.
You
know,
you gotta know when to quit. Come on.
Hey, I'm pot committed.
You gotta know when to fold. Throw in the cards.
I mean, are you all in? Or, like, I mean, you wanna wait to see the river? What are you doing here? It was only after the murder he decided to force Helen Meadows to open the safe containing the prescription pain pills. So, he was pot committed. he wasn't after the pills, but he's like, well, you're dead now. Might as well.
I might as well. Might I didn't kill you because of the pills, but since you're dead, what good are they going to do you?
Right. You're not going to use them.
No, but I will.
Right. He admitted to cutting her hands during a struggle and then choking her with a phone battery charger cord.
Wow.
Man, that's another fucking vote for making that shit wireless, right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Choked her out until she passed out after she gave him access to the OxyContin. The couple's three young daughters stood in the doorway as Martin wrestled with and ultimately bested their mother, the report states. Doing it in front, like, who's the bad parent now?
Yeah, just killed this guy.
In front of the children.
Yeah.
And then you choked mommy with the phone charger after she's, like, opened the safe for you so you can have the pills. And all the while, the three kids are just sitting there like, what the fuck?
OxyContin's a hell of a drug.
That is a hell of a drug. Holy shit, dude. Oh, man. That blows me away. Pot, still illegal.
Yep. Oxy, very illegal.
Have you ever...
Very legal, I mean.
Have you ever shanked a fool, kicked him down the stairs, slashed him in the back, choked out his wife after cutting her hands because there was some weed in the safe that you wanted?
Yeah, never.
Never?
Never.
Okay, me neither.
I don't even... That would never even happen. Like,
really?
I have nothing to say to
that. That's the sigh of distaste to you. After allegedly stealing the couple's minivan, yes, for having a minivan, driving to another friend's home, breaking in and stealing some of his shit, Martin headed east on I-70 with no plan, he said to detectives. Well, I wouldn't say...
It's good to have a plan.
Well, you plan to fucking do some drugs.
Yeah, I'll go shoot these up, and then I don't know.
And then, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, to see where it goes from there.
Then I'm probably going to nod out somewhere between I-70 and the next fucking off-ramp.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be in jail.
Probably. He was arrested by Pennsylvania State Police in Washington, PA, about 8 hours after the incident. I'm really impressed he made it 8 hours.
He was able to run from the police for 8 hours?
Well, I don't think it was much of a chase. They probably found him knotted out in the car, like...
Just in a parking lot.
Not even. No? I'm not even giving him the credit of being
able driveway.
To make it to the next rest stop. Not even. On the side of the fucking highway.
Really?
Flashers on, head on the steering wheel. Just fucking drooling and shit. Needle... Probably still sticking out of his arm. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. Other witnesses who spoke with Barbudo described Martin as a pill addict, with his sister saying his demeanor led her to believe pain pills are all he thinks about. In addition to an aggravated murder charge, which could lead to his execution in connection with Meadows' death, he faces 8 other felony counts. Counts of attempted aggravated murder, a first-degree felony, aggravated robbery, a first-degree felony, and grand theft of a motor vehicle, a fourth-degree felony, stem from the allegations surrounding the stabbings. He faces additional counts of burglary, grand theft of a firearm, and grand theft of a motor vehicle. What the fuck? Oh, like, again. I thought I was reading the same thing over again. Like, he did that twice. Each of those charges carries a firearm specification that, if Martin is convicted, requires a mandatory penalty of 1 year in prison consecutive to and before the sentences issued on each count. Martin is also charged with, man, this guy is racking them up.
Yeah, those pills are not making his life better.
No, like, the doctor may have said, yes, your way of life, your quality of life will increase. Nay.
Until you are addicted.
Until you get caught selling them and they take it away and now you're hooked on them and you'll do anything to get them. Mm-hmm. That is a bad place to be. Just don't play WoW while you're doing it. He's also charged with robbing the CVS, which is a pharmacy, once in October 07 and again in April of 08. Nice. Think he'd learn the first time. I guess he did. He got away with it the first time. He's like, What the fuck?
I'm out again.
I know. What's the worst that could happen? I'm going to sit here and kick and be miserable going through withdrawals, or I could go try to rob this place again. And if nothing else, they'll know me, so they'll know what I'm here for.
Right.
I could probably just call it in and be like, yeah, I'm going to be in there in like half an hour to pick up my prescription. I don't actually have a prescription, but I have a gun, so yeah, just give me everything you got.
The cops would be there waiting.
He allegedly, during those incidents, he allegedly stole a combined 4,000 pills. Could you imagine?
I'd be so high.
Holy Christ, dude. Which he told Barbudo.
I would do them all.
He either used or sold. I don't remember because I was fucked up.
Yeah.
Let's see. A status conference with court-appointed defense attorneys, blah, 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 and blah, 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 said nothing. All right. And that is it for that story. Amazing what these legal drugs will do to a boy.
Yeah, weed is illegal.
I know.
But these are quite legal.
You ever suck dick from marijuana? To quote the great Bob Saget. That guy's a douche. What do you got for us?
This one is called Man Kills Teacher for 21-Year-Old Grudge.
Yes. Hey.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this or not, but it's not healthy to hold a grudge.
Not at all.
Did you see the movie The Grudge?
Yeah.
Awful.
Terrible.
Did you see
the second
one? The movie The Grudge 2.
No.
Awful. Times 2. Just
twice as bad.
Horrible.
I never watched
it. Horrible shit they come out with these days. Exactly. Just horrible.
Okay.
Okay.
A 37-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of killing his high school teacher for inflicting corporal punishment 21 years ago. I didn't know we had corporal. Oh, wait, this isn't from here. My bad. Police Monday sought an arrest warrant for the man identified only as Kim for murdering his former teacher, 58-year-old Song.
Is this an eight?
Yep. Kim allegedly stabbed Song to death, who was entering his home in northern Seoul around 9:40 p.m. Saturday.
You know what I like?
Huh.
When we do stories about black people and we drop the N-word a few times, we get shit for it. Like, people, you know, our black listeners are like, don't do that. But, like, when we read stories about Asians
and
we just fucking be all fucking making fun of them. Not one letter from an Asian saying, hey, you are a discipline. Stop on making fun of us. Like, not one.
Yeah.
So
you'd think it would be the other way around because aren't they the ones with the small penis and balls?
I mean, I think.
It sounds like they're the ones with some fucking balls. At least they can take a joke.
I know. Lesson learned, black
lesson
people.
Lesson learned.
Take a lesson from the Chinese.
Yes, they know how to take a joke.
Burger 77 says, a friend of mine got an industrial Excuse me. He didn't say it like that. He got an industrial size Xanax, 2 megs to the max killers, 500 pills. I have a 3-month span. I can't remember. Xanax is pussy shit. If you want to talk about pussy shit, I'm just saying.
Just saying. I don't know. It's pretty. It's cool.
Not one of my
favorites. It's different.
Nah. No. Not a big fan.
No.
I'm not a fan of the benzos. It's benzodiazepine.
No Valium?
Nah. Not,
really?
Not at all. I don't know.
I like Valium.
I don't like that. I mean, I'll do it, I
well, of
guess
course.
But I'm just not, it's not something I will go out and pay money for.
Yeah.
And even if it's given to me, it's not like, oh man, I can't wait to get home and do this Valium. Like, it's just not a fun high.
I enjoy it.
Maybe it just doesn't affect me as much or maybe like it should. Do you drink massive amounts of alcohol while on it?
I have never.
Oh, okay. Because then I could say maybe that would make it more enjoyable.
Less enjoyable.
I mean, shit, alcohol is the drug that can make sex with a fat chick more enjoyable.
Right, make a fat chick look attractive.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying it'll make, you know, it can make Xanax fun. It can make sex with a fat chick enjoy. Like, alcohol is a miracle drug,
right.
You know. It makes sitting here doing this talk show with you more entertaining.
No, I'm sure.
It's fun. He says it's a date rape drug.
Xanax is?
And then he says, heh heh.
Heh heh.
I think he said it like,
spread.
You know what I mean.
If you're catching what I'm throwing out.
Okay. Sorry.
According to police, Kim received corporal punishment from Song for cheating on an exam in 1987 when he was in high when he was a high school freshman.
Do you get your ass beat for fucking cheating on tests in high school?
Yeah, when you're in fucking Korea or
did
wherever.
Did they say
this is.
You lack a discipline?
You lack a discipline.
I would pay to see that shit just to see if they actually said it.
No, of course they don't.
I guess if it was over there, they wouldn't say it in English,
no.
So I wouldn't.
It wouldn't
get
be
a
in
laugh.
English, at
right?
All.
I wouldn't understand it.
No, bearing a grudge against the teacher, Kim called Song and visited his school several times since January, claiming he did not cheat and threatening to harm Song unless he apologized for the punishment.
Damn! Like 20 years later,
21 years later,
he's been going back every day since, just being like, "Hey, you ready to apologize yet?" He's like, "No."
Well, he's gone several times since January.
Oh, okay. So just since January, yeah. Right.
Song has recently stayed at his mother's house in Ilsen to hide from Kim, but on the day of the murder, he went to his home to get some clothes, police said. Police found threatening emails and other files on Song's computer, which Kim sent through questioning neighbors. Police found Kim at a hospital Sunday morning. Mm. Kim was undergoing surgery as he had hurt the back of his hand while killing Song.
Mm.
Kim told police that Song
that
had
will
beaten,
happen.
Him, beaten him hard due to the false accusation of cheating and that he had never forgotten the unfairness for the last 21 years.
So all that shit just came out.
Building up.
It was like a Super Saiyan Dragon Ball Z move, just fucking absorbing that shit, but for like 21 years. Mm-hmm. And then it just, boom! Oh, man. That is awesome.
Kim visited Song's home for an apology after finding his address at an online community. It seems that Kim committed the murder in a fit of anger as Song refused to apologize.
No, he Kim committed has, it because he was happy with
Kim
him.
Has suffered from depression recently.
No.
We may seek a psychiatric evaluation.
I would plead insanity. Be like, dude, I held a grudge for 21 years.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. I'm crazy,
right.
Nigga.
Is that it for that story?
That is that.
All right. Well, let me read one more. We'll do some clues. We got clues?
We got one clue.
All right. We'll do a clues, and then we'll get out of here. Maybe I got some other good stories. Maybe we'll do a little after show here. This one is called... Oh, where the fuck did it go? Okay. This one... Sorry. This one is called, In This Economy, Even Sex Doesn't Sell.
Where is this?
Which is amazing because... Because
that sells everywhere.
In this economy, you can still sell weed. People are selling pills, meth, all that shit.
Yeah.
You can't sell sex?
Well, they're just giving that shit away now.
That's true. All right, that makes sense. At Donna's Ranch, a brothel in Wells, Nevada, most of the customers are long-haul truckers. High fuel and food prices have drained them of, quote, play money. Is that like Monopoly money? They go there with, like, play money. They're like, this isn't real.
Huh.
But it is worth about as much as the dollar, so we'll take it. So the working girls sit and wait. See, that's the problem, I think. It's because it's legal prostitution.
That they're not making any money?
I bet the underground prostitution rings are still breaking in the bucks.
Yeah, but the government doesn't get that money.
Exactly.
Because that isn't taxed.
So maybe that's why.
Maybe.
Reporting from Wells, Nevada, the women at Donna's Ranch are crowded around the kitchen table on a warm summer night, dining on stir-fry, tugging at thigh-high dresses, griping about depleted bank accounts. Oh. At this northeastern Nevada bordello, which marks a gravel road's end, they woo grizzled truckers and weary travelers for a single reason. What do you think that single reason is? For love, perhaps?
Money.
Nay, for money,
money,
of course. Lately, though, the women don't go home with much.
Two black eyes.
That's right, if they don't listen. And if you see the picture, like, I'll post this in the chat for the listeners, or for the live listeners. But if you see the picture of this chick, you can see maybe why the brothel's not bringing in much money. If everyone looks like her, like, really?
Who's going to want to pay for that?
Nobody. Like, I don't know.
I wouldn't even take that for free.
I could go buy some crack for like $10 and then go out to Crackhead Alley and just like pick any one of them and they'll look nicer than her. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. Amy, who's 58, once bought a $32,000 Toyota Tacoma in cash. Now her $1,200 mortgage saps her dwindling pay. Should have went into a better career, perhaps?
Maybe. That might have been
a good decision. When you were in high school, was your student, or your, what's that called?
Career day?
Your career counselor was like, well, you can either do this, or you could work at a brothel. You know, you could be a legal whore. And she's like, that sounds good. All the dick I can eat, and it pays well.
Yeah, little did you know.
Didn't foresee the economy coming to a screeching halt, no. Did you?
Everyone else is kind of strapped for cash between all the weed and pills they have to buy. They can't afford sex also.
I know. Plus, if
Why do you think people are getting raped?
Plus, if you're doped up on pills, you're not really having sex, are you?
I mean, you're not going to come anytime soon.
No. Plus, I mean, are you going to spend your money on pills, weed, and World of Warcraft? Or prostitutes.
Like, or pills, weed, and prostitutes.
I know.
I mean, let's be real.
Come on. Let's be reasonable here. I mean, come on. Some weeks she could make more flipping burgers than flirting under a made-up name. Well, maybe you should fucking do that then. You want to work at McDonald's and all the grease where your makeup will just fucking drip? Or you want to be a whore?
Working at McDonald's is tiny, and I mean tiny bit more respectable.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so.
I would say
at least you're making some food for people that are actually buying it.
I could see the only way it would be is because working there, you're guaranteed a paycheck at a certain wage. Being a whore,
you get what you get.
But then again, you could be a whore, suck dick, and make like $500 right there. So it depends.
Or you could take a second job.
With the economy, though, because this business, its money is focused on people coming in and spending their money. Like, your paycheck depends on their paychecks. Mm-hmm. So if they're spending more money on food and gas and shit, that is, like what they said, it's less they have to spend on sex.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, they're not going to the brothel, they're going to the fucking $10 blowjob lot lizard at the rest stop,
right.
You know, instead of this nice fucking...
It's hard times we'd be living in.
I know. You gotta lower the standards and shit. I mean, focus on the star player, but if it's like, well... I can either eat and put gas in my car and get a $10 blowjob from a toothless hooker, or I could not eat, put gas in my car, and go fuck a 58-year-old toothless hooker. I don't know.
Whatever.
Never mind. That was a bad analogy.
Don't lose either way.
Don't listen to me. Marisol's daughters think she works at a resort. She had to resort to prostitution. Hey! Oh, that's fun.
Not feeling that one.
No? Come on. You're tired. It's okay.
I'm starving.
Yeah, me too. We totally didn't eat at
Anna's. I haven't eaten once
it's
today.
Because I ate earlier. I took a lunch and went there and ate. So I wasn't hungry when I got you, but that was like 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
Now I am. All right, we'll finish this up. Let's see here. She struggles to keep up the ruse. It now takes months, not weeks, to bring $5,000 back to Southern Cali. Marisol, one of her regulars, tells her, it costs me in gas what it takes for me to spend a half hour with you. Holy shit.
Wow.
And
you're not even that pretty.
And I'm saying that's like a trucker. Like, them gas tanks are huge, dude.
That's a lot of gas. And diesel's more expensive.
What was it that one day to fill up my truck? It was like $120 we figured
out?
That
was when it was like...
$4 or $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
Granted, it's gone down.
It's still
fucking expensive. Like, it's not where it should be. If driving's a privilege, gas shouldn't be $2 a gallon, you know? If I'm privileged to do this, you should just fill that shit up for free. But, yeah, like, say even at $2 a gallon, you're filling up... What, mine was like a 30-gallon gas tank.
A burger says it's just the ugly ones that aren't getting monies.
Oh, well then, who even cares?
Yeah, I don't even care about the story
You
now.
Should be retired. If you're a 58-year-old whore, like, you should have retired 8 years ago, at least. Tonight, she tries lingering at the dimly lit... You know what? I'm not even going to read the rest of this.
Good.
Just know, times are tough for hookers.
Ugly hookers.
In Nevada. So.
Bummer.
Yeah. All right, well, let's do some clues, and then maybe while you're doing shit, I'll read a couple stories for the after thing, and we'll get out of here.
All right.
Raging Clues, a little something we do every show when people post Raging Clues, thejamhole.com/forums, if you care to play along. You can join up there. It's free. It's fun. It's cool. We're there. We hang out there. It's our little home base.
No big deal.
It's the HQ. No big deal.
HQ.
Over.
All our base are belong to us.
Us. Over.
Over.
So, yeah, Raging Clue, basically, our fans and, well, we don't do it. We play it, but we don't find them. Our fans and friends find fucked up, disgusting, sick pictures. They post a link to the picture in the forums, and then they give us a clue. And from that clue, we have to figure out what the picture is. What is the first clue?
New
can we do some clues?
Let's do
some clues. What's the first clue?
New human butt plug? Question mark? Question mark?
So
it's gotta be.
It should have been new human butt plug?
Butt plug? It's gotta be a person's head in up an asshole.
I'm gonna say it's a rubber fist dildo up an asshole.
Okay.
Survey says... It is. I see an Asian face.
I see a hand. What the fuck?
Oh, this dude. It's an Asian. Oh, wait. It's an Asian chick with her foot all fucked up and weird.
What the
hell? But it's all, like, tapered. It goes down. Post that in the chat for the live listeners. It is on thejamhole.com/forums.
I don't even know what to think of it.
If you do want to look at it. Well, it's like his foot is like a tapered butt plug, pretty much. That's disgusting. Wow, guys.
How do you do that?
I don't even know.
What's wrong? Where are your
toes? That actually reminds me of those geisha, whatever the fuck they're called. Those women that, like, from the time they're little children, they wrap their feet in little balls. But that's
that
like...
That thing's got, like, a cut all the way through it.
That's
and it's
like,
all, like, completely deformed.
It's tapering it almost. That's fucking weird, dude.
Wow.
I don't even, is that a little something special from your personal collection or what?
I don't know.
So, any more Raging Clues?
That was the only one.
Anything in the feedback?
Not a thing.
Well, should we just get the fuck out of here?
Please.
All
Let's
right.
Let's get some food into these bellies.
Okay, well, as per usual, MDS says her feet were bound. Was that a chick, though? Because that was weird
Very
looking.
Old one.
Ugh, I don't know. Yeah, once Asians get to a certain age, like, the males look like the females and vice versa. And I'm not saying because a penis is so small. Like, I'm just saying.
They don't age good.
They don't. Yeah, time is not nice to them,
no,
you could say.
Not at all.
So, yeah, as per usual, guys, thejamhole.com for everything the Jamhole related. Thejamholetv.com, it's not finished yet. I'm still working on that shit. Maybe I'll finish that tomorrow or something. I got all the videos uploaded. I'm just trying to figure out if it's going to work for the video iPods wow. and shit like that. And Burger says, yes, that was a chick. So that is fantastic and disgusting all at the same time. If you guys are new to the show, email us, info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. We have myspace.com/jamholepodcast, twitter.com/jamhole. If you want to follow us there, you can find out when the next live show is going to be. Usually, almost always, I mean, the shows are for sure Monday,
right.
Wednesday, Friday. It just depends what time. Usually
yeah.
at 8. Sometimes it's different. And if you don't want to miss the show, follow us on Twitter. I always post during the day when the shows are going to be. Random shit that happens that I don't talk about on the shows, or maybe even teasers that things I might talk about on the show. You'll never know unless you follow us there.
So just do it.
Yeah, youtube.com/jamhole. Emo Poetry's there. We got the Salvia Experiments, parts 1.1 through fucking 2.1, 2.2, all that shit. There's 4 videos of that. There's videos of the show. We've made clips of us doing the show that we recorded. We got all sorts of shit. All over the place. Just
everywhere.
Find it. Google the Jam Hole if you really want to find it. We got Facebook, StumbleUpons, all that stuff. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Monday show. We had a blast as usual. And we'll see you guys Wednesday, 8 p.m. Bye bye.
Later.
Bye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.